This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Do you know by this time tomorrow, meaning 24 hours from now, so it would be early on Tuesday morning for the majority of our audience. Sorry, Hawaii. I was there. It's a drastic time difference. Goodness, from the East Coast, which of course is where our headquarters are located, you're talking about a 6-hour time difference. And so when we would wake up, even if we slept in a little bit, we'd wake up and gosh, the rest of our families were already well toward dinner time. So it was just so weird to get adjusted to. And now that I've been there and I recognize that, I'm trying to be even more cognizant. I'm always careful with time zones here on the show, but and that's something that's been ingrained in me now doing network radio for, goodness, almost 20 years. Not full time, that whole juncture, but I've gotten so used to it now that I'm pretty careful. I have alarms that go off in my head when I'm not considering all the time zones. But by this time, except for you, Hawaiians, by this time on Tuesday morning, we could have a new coach of the Lakers. I'm blown away by this. I did not see the Dan Hurley piece coming. And I wonder whether or not his players did, specifically Alex Caravan, who we had on the show here, Selection Sunday night. It was great to talk to him, a big part of their back-to-back championships. Just a sophomore, but older, so he was going to head to the NBA and then chose to return to UConn, believing they could run it back and chase a three-peat. But I wonder if he would have made a different decision, although timing didn't really work out great, but wonder if he would have made a different decision if he'd known his coach might be leaving for the NBA. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Dan Hurley has told Adrian Wojnarowski, who spoke to him on the phone. This is the great now ESPN NBA insider, that he plans to make a decision on Monday. Whoa, that's quick. But I can understand why, right? Because you need to inform the Lakers because they're waiting and this coaching search, quote unquote, has gone on long enough. They need a coach. I mean, we're nearly to the end of the finals. And so they've already missed out on time scouting and putting a staff together, getting ready for the draft, which comes up later this month. And if it's the Lakers, there are other larger pieces at play here, right? Because of LeBron James and his intent to declare free agency. And then what happens with his son? And will he return to the Lakers even if the Lakers don't have his son in the draft? And there's a lot. It's even, I think, more drastic decision-making for the Lakers than for most other franchises. And while Hurley would probably like to surround himself with some veteran NBA guys, meaning his coaching staff, doesn't mean that he's got all of those names lined up. I mean, he just met with the Lakers on Friday. And according to the reports, they gave him a fairly hefty offer. And so right now he's torn. And these are the quotes from Woj. Hurley told him the Lakers made a, quote, compelling case and presented a compelling vision for him to become the next coach. But he loves what he's doing at UConn and what he's built there in stores. And so he'll make a decision about his future Monday. Again, that's according to Adrian Wojnarowski. Hurley also said he was extremely impressed with Rob Pelinka, who is one half of the Lakers brain trust along with owner Jeannie Buss, and that he was spending Sunday going over pros and cons. Think about it. And I know it's a lot more money. Ryan shaking his head. We'll get to you in a second. I know it's a lot more money. It's Monopoly money, right? I've heard a $100 million contract is possible. And if it's the Lakers, of course they can do it. But if you are Dan Hurley, you have a family to consider. Maybe you feel like you don't necessarily want to leave because you like what you've got at UConn. But also, there's some cons to it as well. Think about the Western Conference and how tough it is right now. The Lakers are a lot like the Warriors. They're kind of stuck in that 8, 9, 10 seed purgatory at this point. Are they going to get better next season? Not likely if they're bringing back LeBron James. And that's not a knock on LeBron. It's only about the money and what he would want. Presumably his son to get drafted. Now, Hurley's developed college-age talent, and that's one of his strengths. But you're walking into a situation where there's been a ton of turnover. You know, Frank Vogel was the coach that won the championship in 2020 in the bubble. They fired him after the next season. They bring in Darvin Ham. That lasts for 2 years. There's a ton of turnover there with the Lakers. And they clearly have made the decision, unless something changes right in front of our eyes, some magic trick, it seems like they've made the decision they'll do whatever is necessary to keep LeBron there through the end of his career. Now, the reports indicating that, and LeBron himself is saying he's not part of this coaching search because this next coach presumably would last longer in LA than he would, meaning he's going to retire, so they shouldn't be making a coaching decision based on his wishes. But they are including Anthony Davis. And still, if what you want is to have LeBron, and the only way to keep LeBron is to have his son, then that also puts the team and the new head coach in a precarious position. So again, Dan Hurley has told Adrian Wojnarowski that he's impressed with what they told him. They gave him a compelling case and made a compelling argument for why he should be the next Lakers head coach. And now he has to decide and said he will make his choice on Monday. I saw a bunch of your comments on both Twix and Facebook about Hurley as the next head coach. I'm stunned by it. The thing is, there are only 30 teams right now in the NBA. I say this a lot about the NFL and the 32 teams in the NFL. Sometimes, in the case of, Ryan, do you remember the name of Cully, David Cully, the coach for the Houston Texans a couple years ago? And he was their ninth choice, right? And they pretty much always intended him to be a sacrificial lamb. He wasn't their long-term choice. They wanted something different, but they were not in a position to lure in a coach like D'Amico Ryans then. So David Cully becomes their head coach. And they fire him after 1 year. They never intended to keep him. And Cully probably knew that. He probably knew this was not a long-term solution. But he had waited decades to get a shot as a head coach in the NFL. I have his name right, don't I? Okay, Ryan's nodding at me.
You do. Yeah, it was him and then Lovie Smith.
Yeah, Lovie was on his staff. That was the crazy part. Now, Lovie had been a head coach before, obviously. But he was on Cully's staff. So they get rid of Cully and they keep Lovie Smith as their next head coach. Anyway, back to Cully. The thing is, he'd waited for decades to get a chance. Same thing with Vic Fangio when he took over as the head coach of the Broncos. He'd waited 40 years to get his chance to be a head coach. And even if the situation isn't optimal, even if it's not perfect, even if it could be dramatic. Now, some of you are saying, why would he want that headache? Because it's an NBA head coaching job. That's why. Because sometimes, have you ever heard this? Just get your foot in the freaking door and then worry about the rest. I would say the same thing about a lot of us in our careers. And certainly I can identify and relate in my position. I want to do NBA play-by-play. There's only so many jobs. So even if it was the absolute worst team in the league, would I take the job if it was offered to me? And my husband and I agreed on it? Absolutely. Who cares if it's the worst job in the league? You're still in the NBA. And once you get your foot in the door, you get some experience. Well, then other teams, other franchises are likely to look at you if you're Dan Hurley. Not that he needs to prove anything. I don't think he has anything to prove at this point. He comes from coaching royalty in the college ranks, to be sure. But this is a guy who's got a name and a reputation that precede him. But even if it blows up in his face, he still got to coach the Lakers, and he still got his feet wet in the NBA. To me, that is just as important. So if he ultimately does want to coach in the NBA, this to me would be a step that he might not be able to turn down, not to mention $100 million. And a lot of that would be fully guaranteed how much you want to bet in order to lure him. So, Ryan, you were kind of laughing about it earlier. What's your reaction?
It's just so drawn out. So
it is.
I just think that if Hurley, he had to have some interest to even take the interview in the first place. But the longer this plays out, I just think he's more likely to go back to UConn. Because if they offered him enough money, he already was interested to take the interview.
Right.
If it was really just the money and other things, he would have taken it already. It would have been signed. I think he personally doesn't like the future of the team.
What about his family? You know, he has a wife, right? That was the reason why he wouldn't consider Kentucky. She did not want to move to Lexington.
I just think you can have two houses. With how much they're going to pay you, you can have two houses and travel. I bet the Lakers would give you private jets if they had to travel.
I guess you could write that into the contract.
You could. Maybe that's the holdup.
Maybe. I don't know how old his kids are. I know he's got kids, too.
And I think so they're in college.
Oh, okay. So they're not still in the house?
Yeah, because one of them was on the back-to-back championship teams.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
And then I think there's another one that's graduated.
Okay. So he did mention, though, that his wife didn't want to move again and that he, you know, that was the consideration in not throwing his name into the mix for Kentucky and immediately saying no. Well, Kentucky's only halfway, not even halfway across the United States. It's just south and east or south and west a bunch from Connecticut. But I wonder if that's a consideration or if, now see if it was me, this is not to throw shade on their relationship. I don't know. I've seen his wife, of course, at games. I don't know anything about her. I don't know him personally. But I would think that if it's a spouse that understands this is your ultimate dream, that they wouldn't want to be the one who says, oh, you know what? I'm not moving.
It's also Kentucky. Kentucky compared to L.A.
Right. It's true.
In just livelihood is completely different.
Right. Although I got to tell you, let's just say, again, to put it in context in my own life, if I told my husband that the Lakers or the Clippers offered me the play-by-play job, it'd be a tough sell. He would not be interested in L.A. He had hard enough time moving to New Jersey from Texas. I can imagine. Now, would he try to make it work for me? I think he would. And so I'm kind of putting it in that context. But again, I don't know him and his wife. I just know that you got to consider family, too. So maybe that's what he's doing.
Or I think he heard what their five-year plan is with LeBron James. And he was like, yeah, I don't know if I should be here.
Maybe I'll wait for the next one to come along. What if the next one doesn't come along?
It will. If he goes back to UConn and has more success, like as he's expected to have, he'll get another job.
Yeah, that's probably true. In fact, the last I knew, Kevin Ollie was in the NBA, though I don't remember what staff. Because remember he
was on the Nets.
Yeah, I remember he got bounced from UConn. Won a championship, right? I can see his face in my head, Jim Calhoun. And then, yeah, they've kind of gone, Dan Hurley was the answer to all of that. He was the stabilizing force. I'm sure UConn is countering, but $100 million? UConn can't offer him that kind of money. It would bankrupt the state, for heaven's sakes. They don't have that kind of money in the state of Connecticut. 855-212-4227 on Twix, A-Law Radio, and our Facebook page, too. Our friend Chicago Johnny is listening in Vegas. Hi, Johnny. How are you?
Good morning, Amy. It finally happened. I finally hit it. I can't believe it.
Okay. Now, all right.
Now, you know, in tonight's basketball game in Las Vegas, mm-hmm. the betting line was Boston minus 7. All right. Well, I took Boston, right, and I won, right? And then I took Dallas, and I won. Now, you're probably wondering, how did I do this? Now, did you ever hear of buying the hook? Did you ever hear of that?
No.
Well, when you buy a hook in a professional sports, you're buying a half a point.
Oh, okay.
So I bought...
So you're off the line.
I bought Boston minus 6.5, mm-hmm. and I won. And then I bet Dallas plus 7.5, and I won.
Wow. Okay.
So it's like it's called the middle. I finally middled the game, and because it landed right on 7, and so I was able to win both ends of that bet. Finally, that first end that's hit in a long time. So I was running up and down the sports book too, like a maniac. It was funny. We had a good time.
You were running?
Yeah, I was running, believe it or not. I couldn't believe I hit it.
How far did you run, Johnny?
Well, not that far.
I was going to say, were you winded?
Pardon me?
Were you winded?
No. I was too excited. Are you kidding me? I was too excited because I hit both ends. But that was the first time in a long time where you're able to, it's called middle a game. Because you can middle them in basketball. You can middle them in football. It's called buying the hook. You get to buy a half a point.
Mm.
So, and it was really nice weather today. It was only 105.
Oh, God. If you hadn't have, I'm going to use the term, bought the hook, you would have lost, correct? Because they...
No, you're pushed. We're pushed.
Oh, it's
we're
a push. Beating. Okay, meaning nobody wins?
That's right.
Gotcha. Because it was back. 7. It was a 7-point spread, ultimately.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Johnny, for explaining. I don't do a lot of sports gambling because... Actually, I don't do any other than fantasy football because I don't want to be talking about games based on my emotions over them. I need to be objective about them.
I look at situations where there's a chance of where you can buy the hook where it will middle. I look for middles, a lot of middles. And, you know, the worst case scenario, I'm just going to lose. I'll lose one side and I win one side. So I'll lose $50. That's it.
Is that your standard bet, $50?
No. That's what I would have lost. I won 500. I won 1,000 because I bet 500 on each end.
Got you. Wow. Do you have this like in your rainy day fund?
Yeah, I have a few dollars.
Is this from your mob connections?
I don't know what you're talking about. I know nothing.
Producer Jay's convinced that you are actually a member of the mob. I just want you to know. He's not here, so I can say that.
I don't know what he's talking about. I have no idea what he's talking about.
Well, as long as I have you, I'm connected, so I'm good.
You got friends, Amy. Put it that way.
Thank you.
You got friends. And anytime you want me to entertain any one of your friends.
I still can't believe you did that. I seriously can't believe that you were kind enough to forget the tour of the Mob Museum. You were kind enough to invite my elderly friend to come hang out at the pool with you,
Amy,
and go to dinner.
You asked me to do you a favor.
Well, I know, but I meant the Mob Museum. I didn't mean dinner, but thank you.
Well, hey, I'll be more than happy to entertain, and I will take them and give them a tour of the museum anytime you want.
Oh, you're sweet. Well, I hope I can get back out there to see the rest of it.
There's so much to see. I mean, trust me, you'll have a ball. I want to take you to this one piano bar You'll have so much fun. You'll be there all night. You will.
You're the best. Thank you for sharing your story. I'm glad you were running. Just be careful, okay?
Oh, I'm fine. So
all right, Johnny.
I calm back down. Have a good night.
You too.
Take care now.
The hook. I just think he wanted to use his fancy phrases. I'm feeling like that's the case.
You also got really lucky.
I bought the hook.
One Luka Doncic free throw and he would have.
Right. How many did Luka miss? He was what? Oh, gosh. Don't tell. I think he missed three or four of them. I'm looking right now. Yep, four. He was 4 of 8. But that is, I mean, talk about making the exact right choice, though, where you get both ends of it. Because it's a 7-point spread and you go up and down for each team. He was buying the hook. All right. Never should say that ever again either. Let's see. Coming up, what do I want to do next? Oh, gosh. He mentioned, or we were talking about the Mob Museum. So I have to tell you a little bit about my weekend, which was pretty amazing. It did feature a lot of Ohtani jerseys, especially Saturday in Manhattan. But also we had Saturday night, the opener of the Stanley Cup Final. So that took place. And is there anyone who can beat Scottie Scheffler or even match him? He didn't even golf around under par on Sunday, and he still won for the fifth time. I think it's the fifth time this season. He's on fire. And he's a brand new dad, which is fun. Probably tired, too. But at least he's not facing charges anymore for dragging a Louisville police officer. On Twix, A-Law Radio. Every time I say it, it makes me want a candy bar. And then also on our Facebook page, some of you with your Caitlin Clark U.S. Olympic team hot takes are cracking me up, especially those of you who feel the need to write them in all capital letters, just so I know you're passionate about it. Breathe. Let's breathe. Not everything around Caitlin needs to be a controversy. I seriously just want her to be able to play basketball. Honestly, maybe she won't mind those few weeks where she's out of the spotlight. I wonder. 855-212-4227. Ryan in for producer Jay. He got all fancy and went to a wedding. And so we're hanging out here having a lot more fun, I'm sure. Although he did say there was dancing. I have heard that Jay dances. I've never seen Jay dance. I'm not real interested in seeing what that looks like. But I hope he had a good time. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
As Barkov walks it along, looks to the right, Reinhardt, Barkov, right circle, for Verhaeghe, and he scores! Connor Verhaeghe, 3 minutes, 59 seconds in, and the Panthers take a 1-0 lead here in Game 1!
The puck is down, the final seconds will tick away! 3-0, the Panthers take Game 1 of the Cup Final, a 33-save shutout for Sergei Bobrovsky. The Panthers take a 1-0 lead in this 2024 Stanley Cup Final.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
On Panthers Radio, first time in the franchise history, the Panthers have ever held a lead in a Stanley Cup Final. And that's not only due to this identity that they have, though you'll hear from Carter Verhaeghe, he actually doesn't believe they played their style, nor did he like the way that they played in the opener. But there's always the last line of defense, Bob, as they call him, as we call him, Sergei Bobrovsky, with 32 saves in this one, and he racked up saves. He stopped the goals, potential goals, in a variety of ways. There were breakaways. There were penalty opportunities, right? So he was, along with the defense in front of him, he was impeccable on penalty kills, and he was able to withstand what was an initial barrage in that first period. Remember when the Oilers outshot the Panthers almost 3-1? It was drastic. And so that's not something you generally see from the Panthers. You don't usually see them giving up more shots than they take. But if you've got Sergei Bobrovsky, well, then he can be the great equalizer. So he did his job with the shutout in the opener, but Carter wants something different in Game 2.
They kind of outshot us, had a lot more chances than us, and we shut it down, played good defensively, but yeah, there's lots of things that we can improve on. We're kind of getting to know our opponent after the first game and feeling them out, and it's just nice to get the win after the first game.
We know that Florida probably, that wasn't their best game. Anticipate them to be much better the next one. I think they probably caught it off guard, just you guys talking about how good they were and we didn't have a chance in this series. But yeah, there's a lot of things I liked about our game, but we know that we're going to have to get even better.
Chris Knobloch, the Edmonton head coach. Remember, he took over when they were, 12 points out of first place or something in the Western Conference. I mean, he took over and they started what was a meteoric rise. And here they are in the Stanley Cup final. First time for us seeing Connor McDavid on this stage. And yeah, he knows they had plenty of opportunities. And I like what Carter Verhaeghe had to say too. I mean, it's a feeling out process when you get into a series like this, especially when you don't have a ton of familiarity. And so here we get Connor McDavid. They were able to generate a volume of shots, just not getting them past Bobrovsky. But yeah, they are in the Stanley Cup final, and you would expect this would be a long series.
Yeah, I thought there was lots to like, to be honest. I thought we had lots and lots of looks and didn't give up too much. What we did give up was dangerous, and they capitalized. That's what good teams do.
So three goals, although one was empty netter. And as I say, the Panthers able to win without playing their style or being able to force the Oilers to play their style, at least initially. But that's where a goalie who's a veteran and who is playing extremely well, who has the confidence of the defense in front of him, that's where you get that piece that can seriously change a series, right? You could have a team that gets outplayed and still not win a series a lot of times because the goalie is, quote-unquote, standing on his head, and Paul Maurice knows he's got a good one back there.
That's truly the advantage for us of having a guy that's seen it all at this point in his career. He's had quiet times. He's had very, very busy nights, and he's clearly capable of operating at a high level in both.
He's just been unreal. His preparation, like you said, is incredible. You know, his work ethic, his character, like everything you want in a teammate, especially a goalie, he is everything. Very impressed with the way he played tonight, you know, especially early. But honestly, throughout the whole night, he was really good, and he was there for us.
Matthew Tkachuk after Paul Maurice. One thing that I think is notable is because the Oilers are so good on the power play and have been so good through this postseason, to be able to go 3-for-3, the Panthers with the kill, that was a big deal. And as I say, he had to withstand the barrage. Paul Maurice talks about how sometimes he's been really busy. Well, in that first period, he was really busy. In fact, McDavid had 6 shots on goal. Right now, he's leading the postseason. He's got 31 points, and he's always dangerous. And yet, Bob held the line. And the defense in front of them too, right? Like they kind of recognized once they had the lead that their number one responsibility was going to be defense. You know, you get the lead. Not that a 2-goal lead is necessarily safe, but the way they play with the forecheck a lot of times, they've got some veterans who understand how to protect. I don't love prevent and protect defense, right? In football, it generally goes the exact opposite way. And yet, this team has got it down to a science. The way that they're able to swarm guys with the puck, the way that they're able to generate more takeaways than they do give up the puck. And they're just a lot of veterans. They're speedy. They're strong. They're physical. And remember, they've been working toward this end for a year. They've been talking about it with the motivation for a year. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. That motivation is now what Caitlin Clark says she will take forward after not getting selected for the U.S. women's basketball team in Paris. She says she's not disappointed. Good for her. I wouldn't expect her to admit that, even if she was. I love how professional she is. And once again, I think to take away from this, as much as people want to focus on a snub, I won't watch the team, how could they possibly leave her off, blah, 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 or some other hot takes about how she's not very good, all she can do is shoot threes. Oy. Sometimes I have no idea how people are not ashamed to come up with these hot takes when they're so ill-informed, but you know what? On social media, truth is irrelevant most of the time. She didn't just shoot this season in college basketball. She also led the entire NCAA in assists. So that's something that no one's ever done. But anyway, whatever your hot take happens to be, if nothing else, be impressed with how she's handling this. It's not as though there have been no cracks in the armor. For instance, she's gotten a couple of technical fouls, right, because she's jawing about calls, or because she and a teammate have gotten spicy, or not a teammate, sorry, an opponent have gotten spicy and kind of been yapping back and forth. And so she is fiery. I know there's times when she's been frustrated, but she's handled herself as professionally as some of these women who've been in the league for a decade. And the way that she's handling her business with all the attention in the spotlight is very impressive. So if nothing else, be impressed by how she's handling yet another kind of faux controversy. I don't think it should be a real controversy. I know a lot of you don't agree, and that's okay. Life would be boring if we all agreed. All right, coming up, a couple of stories. Excited to tell you a little bit about my weekend for not just reasons of like, hey, guess what I did? But just a couple of other things as I was going through the weekend, I'm thinking, I got to bring this up. Yep. That's what I do. How sad am I that when I'm not working, I'm thinking about ways that I can entertain you with my stories. Oh, would this make a good story? Absolutely. Bob just knows now. And he thinks it's pretty humorous. Actually, he enjoys listening to me tell stories about our somewhat crazy life and almost 6 months being married. Eek. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Facebook, on Twix, A-Law Radio. Here's our latest sports update.
Doors take us to summers away. Or winter adventures. And afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit Fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Grisham lines one to right, deep. Oh, where is that ball going to land in the bleachers? Trent Grisham, how about that? Oh, he hit the cover off the ball. Adios, amigo.
Pitch to Judge.
Oh, he hit that one to left. Oh, you just forget about it. The only question is, where's it going to land? In the second deck. Oh, what a bomb for the captain. Adios, amigo.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Ricky Ricardo in the English-speaking chair, right? So he does Spanish-language radio for the Yankees radio network. He's been doing that for years. But he's also slid over a few times to work on our New York affiliate and to get the Yankees English language broadcast too, which is kind of fun to hear him go back and forth. He's great at what he does. So Ricky Ricardo and the Yankees radio network, as they're able to salvage a game in their weekend series with the Dodgers. I saw Ohtani and Dodgers jerseys all over the place in New York on Saturday. I'm normally not in New York on Saturday. So I live in New Jersey. For those of you who don't know, our headquarters are in Lower Manhattan. And so we're actually just about 10 blocks north of the Freedom Tower, Ground Zero, the 9/11 Memorial and Museum, and some of the other construction that's going on there. We're maybe 15 blocks north of Wall Street. And then you go another couple blocks farther south and you're in Battery Park, and you're right there at the southern tip of Manhattan. And you can see the Statue of Liberty out in the Hudson River. So it's a big area for tourists, obviously. I have my mother-in-law visiting for a week. It was a surprise for my husband's birthday last week. He's over the moon, happy to see her. She's our first visitor from Texas, which is cool, but also he had no idea. And we pulled a fast one. I invited his mom months ago, and we managed to keep it a secret. So it's been a lot of fun to have her. On Saturday, I had asked him previously what he wanted to do for his birthday. And then as he's telling me and I'm buying tickets, he thinks I'm buying two tickets. I was actually buying three tickets since I knew she was going to be with us. Good thing that he doesn't check the bank account anyway, or the credit card. Anyway, so we were able to take her, and he'd not done any sightseeing in Manhattan either. I mean, he just moved here in January, but the one kind of sightseeing touristy thing that we did last year when he came to visit was the Statue of Liberty, but we took the ferry from New Jersey. So we didn't actually come into Manhattan to do that part. So this was his first sightseeing exhibition as well. And also her first adventure. She'd only been in New York, I think, in the airport. I don't think that she had done any. She actually said to me, New York is very different than what you read about or see on TV. Yes, parts of it.
In a good way.
Right, in a good way. I won't tell you what she thought about New York, but safe to say that the media paints a picture that is not always accurate, or that's accurate in parts of the five boroughs, but not accurate everywhere. So she was really blown away by how some of the greenery, for instance. She had no idea that there were trees anywhere in New York, which is, I understand it, right? If you've never been here, then you don't get it. Or if you didn't grow up in the Northeast, which she did not, then you don't understand that in the Northeast, there are trees everywhere. There's no part of the Northeast that doesn't have trees. Anyway, so people say that to me about New Jersey all the time when they visit for the first time. I had no idea it was so green. Well, it is called the Garden State for a reason. Anyway, I tease them all the time. So they're not hearing anything when they hear this that they haven't heard before. But she was blown away. She loved Lower Manhattan, even though we were visiting for a somber occasion. And I really appreciate the job that's been done at the 9/11 Memorial and the museum. This is my fourth time going to the museum. I think it cost $20. It is well worth the admission price. And it keeps the museum running, right? They're not making money off of ticket sales. And as usual on a Saturday, the whole Ground Zero area is completely packed. It's really wall-to-wall bodies. By the time we got down there around noon, it was packed, and people flocked to the site still, even though it's been 20 plus years. So we were able to get right into the museum. It was pretty busy too. But what always impresses me, and I actually compared this to being at Pearl Harbor when we were on our honeymoon, it was really somber and quiet. You wouldn't think that thousands of people in one building. Now, there are multiple floors, but for the most part, the exhibits are in one general area. You wouldn't think it was possible for thousands of people all at the same time to be that quiet. And yet, it was a really somber, serious, obviously respectful atmosphere. At Pearl Harbor, I think there was only a couple dozen of us that were on the memorial at any given time. And so it's it's a little easier to imagine that number of people being quiet. But always when I'm at the museum, I am blown away by, again, how somber and respectful people are when they want to be, when they understand the magnitude of what's happening. And if you don't know about the 9/11 Museum, it's literally built underneath the pools that are now in the footprints of the two buildings, the two towers that were attacked and that collapsed. So when you realize that as you get down into the lower levels of the museum, where again, most of the exhibits are down at the lower level, you get down there, you realize you're standing at the base of where these buildings were first constructed. I mean, you're down there below ground level. I think they go seven stories down and you're looking at the bedrock, the base of the buildings. They left them there and they built the pools above the two buildings where the two buildings stood. So they built the pools in the same footprint as where the building stood. And then as you get underneath, you realize the pools are above your head and you're looking at the very bedrock. And they've got a lot of the excavation is still there from where they cleared out Ground Zero. It's really powerful. And one of the exhibits that I had not been in is actually, it's closed up, enclosed would be the right way to say it. It's enclosed. It's not closed, but it's enclosed with doors and with warnings because what they do is they walk you through the actual attack. Now, I'm someone that every year on 9/11, I watch documentaries. Some of them I've seen before. Some of them are new. I usually see one or two new ones every year. On the 20th anniversary, there were several new ones. So I do that because that's how I remember. I put myself back in that situation. I remember what that day was like. It's how I choose to never forget. So I'm familiar with a lot of the footage and the videos, but even going into, and again, they warn you, they've got doors you've got to go through and you've got to see the warning signs that, you know, there's disturbing images, there's disturbing pictures. And what you find in there is, yes, it's the story of the attack and it goes minute by minute, but there's also the story of heroism. There's also, stories of people who gave their lives to save others. There's stories and eyewitness accounts of people who helped them that they never saw again. So it's a really powerful exhibit in that way. And there are a lot of artifacts that they pulled from Ground Zero. Now, some are available out in the general hallways, but there are far more artifacts that are inside this enclosed exhibit or this enclosed area where they tell the story of the actual day, September 11th, 2001. I highly recommend it. I've said this before. If you're in New York, that should be one of your top destinations. So after we walked around the memorial and the museum, we went up on top of the Freedom Tower, which is 100. Well, you're at the observation deck, which is floors 100 and 101. Ryan, have you been up there?
I haven't been up there.
Oh, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And if you get a clear day, our visibility was 40 miles in every direction. So it was phenomenal. I've been up there four times. Every single time I enjoy seeing New York from that perspective. You understand why it's called a concrete jungle, but you can also see the Atlantic Ocean, the bay, the harbor, the rivers, the bridges. It's a really neat perspective of New York. So if you haven't checked out my Twitter today, you can check it out at ALAW Radio. Because I do have a couple of pictures, one from street level. It's really neat. It's the Freedom Tower reflecting off a nearby building. So on the left side of the photo is the actual Freedom Tower. On the right side is its reflection in another building. It's really neat. It almost looks like there's two of them, like they're the Twin Towers. And then up on top of the Freedom Tower on the observation deck, I managed to get a photo of one of the pools. So you can't get the north one because it's literally right next to the Freedom Tower, 100 stories down. But you can get the south pool. And then you can also see the Oculus, which is a new transportation hub they built to replace the old one that was destroyed underground, the subways and the trains that were destroyed in 9/11. So you can check those out. I'll retweet them and I'll see if I can get them up on Facebook as well. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.
No matter what you're a fan of, Texas has the trip for you. There's the trip to Texas and the trip. Or maybe you're the kind of fan who'd prefer a trip to Texas or a trip. Either way, go to TravelTexas.com/getyourown for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.